The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Back 92.1 KMZA as we get you set for the boys contest and the second game of our doubleheader. Here from Centralia High School, the Panthers are hosting the Wildcats of Frankfort here in a TVL double dip. It was the Centralia girls winning the first game 46-32 as they stay undefeated, now 14-0. And now we get Frankfort and Centralia in the nightcap. As the Wildcats on the road will try to win it and earn a split here in these TVL ball games. All white uniforms for Centralia at home, all red uniforms for Frankfort on the road. And let's get you tonight's starting lineups. First for Frankfort, 11-4 overall. They've won four straight and six of their last seven. They'll go like this. Joey Hardwick is a 5'10 senior. He'll be in the backcourt alongside Caden Dollinghouse, a 5'11 senior, and Keller Olson, a 6-foot senior. And then in the front court, it is Samuel Gross, a 6'4 senior, and then also as well Ethan Armstrong, a 6-foot senior. So again, for Ben Stein, Loggy, and crew, it'll be Gross, Hardwick, Dollinghouse, Armstrong, and Olson. For Cole Aldifer's Centralia Panthers, coming in at 8-5, they have lost three straight since the TVL tournament title win. They'll go like this. Trenton Talley is a 6-foot junior. Marshall Tanking joins him in the back courts, a 5'8 senior. And then in the front courts, you have Presley Bowers and Colton Weir. Bowers, a 6'3 senior, Weir, a 6'1 senior, and then Brock Reinecke, a 6'1 junior, leading the charge in the post. So again, for the Panthers, it is Talley, Weir, Bowers, Tanking, and Reinecke. And these two met in the semifinals of the TDL tournament a couple of weeks back, and it was Centralia winning it 52-43. But since then, Frankfort, they have not lost since that game. They have won four straight, six of their last seven are 11-4. The Panthers, since getting that TVL tournament title win over Hanover, have lost their last three, and they're coming off a two-point loss to Rock Creek on Tuesday, 51-49. Frankfort beat Blue Valley on Tuesday, 61-49. Frankfort will go right to left, Centralia from left to right. Here in the first half, double dip with game number two, and it is controlled by Frankfort to start tonight's ball game. All red uniforms into the right corner it goes with Joey Hardwick. Now Samuel Gross, second team all-league a year ago. They get it to the top of the key with Armstrong, works it on the right wing. Now Gross inside, turns, fires, and hits. Nicely done by Samuel Gross. And the Wildcats an early 2-0 lead, 25 seconds in. Here's the Panthers' first possession, trying to get back on track. They haven't won since that TVL tournament title. Three straight losses, and all very tough outs. I mean, Troy, Hanover, and Rock Creek. So a difficult stretch after winning the TVL tournament. Here's Talley in the left corner. They want to go inside to Bowers, and too much on the pass, and it's going to be a steal for Frankfort. Early turnover by the Panthers. Here's Dollinghouse, kicks it right side. It's Olson who drives, pulls up from 10, left it short. Rebound for Joey Hardwick to keep it alive for the Wildcats. Here's Gross in the right corner, high right, now top of the key, sitting Ethan Armstrong. Armstrong drives, kicks right. Now this is Olson in the corner, will fire a three. That is way too strong, and a backside rebound by Presley Bowers. 2-0 Frankfort, 6:40 left here first quarter. And the Centralia girls won to stay undefeated in the first ball game. Here's Bowers, works it underneath the bucket, now kicks it to Weir. Pass to Tanking, left wing three. That's no good. Nearly banked it in. And now we get two bodies hitting the floor. And it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow. We'll keep it here with the Panthers. Still have yet to score. 2-0 Frankfort. Here is Bowers, right side on the wing. Out of Weir, top of the key. Colton Weir, a 6'1 senior, averaging just shy of 7 points per game. Marshall Tanking right side to Weir. It's a good three-point shooter, though. Now Reinecke top of the key, left side to Talley in the corner. Back to Colton Weir on the wing. It is Presley Bowers top of the key. 2 minutes into this first quarter, 2-0 Frankfort. Panthers not getting much offensively. There's a deflected pass. Gross got a fingertip on it, taken away by Olsen. Another turnover by Centralia. They trail 2-0. Now another pass deflected out of bounds, but Frankfurt keeps. They're into the floor, far sideline. 5:46 left first quarter. Frankfurt with a 2-0 lead here on the road. Hardwick fires it in. Nice bounce pass to Olsen, but bounced it off his knee and out of bounds. And the first turnover by Frankfurt, giving it back to Centralia. Still, we played just 2 minutes and 20 seconds in the first quarter. 2-0 our score. Frankfurt with the lead. Panthers still trying to get on the board for the first time. Here's Talley. Baseline drive right. Cut back into the corner. Now Weir on the right wing. Bounces it to Bowers on the elbow. Weir on a cut. Gets it inside. Looking for Reinicke. Pass tipped in the air. Stolen. It's another steal by the Frankfurt defense. There's a block shot inside in transition, but Samuel Gross able to collect the offensive rebound and put it back in for two. Samuel Gross, all four, and a 4-0 Frankfurt lead. Colton Weir for three. That one is too strong, but Reinicke able to get the rebound and keep the possession alive. Now works it inside. Shot up no good. And still trying to fight for it underneath and saved underneath by Weir, but into the hands of Ethan Armstrong. Here's Olsen, wants to work. Now kicks it right side, but an offensive foul. So they get Keller Olsen with the offensive foul, his first, second turnover. 4-0 Frankfurt with 4:44 left here in the first. A lot of fours on the board. Here's Presley Bowers, right side to Tanking in the corner. Now to Colton Weir. Up top to Reinicke. Back to Weir, back to Tanking, right corner. Frankfurt doing a good job defensively here in the first quarter. Here's Bowers. A little drive, a little floater, and that one trickles in there. Presley Bowers gives Centralia their first basket at 4:15 left here in the quarter. It's a 4-2 Frankfurt two-point lead. Hardwick nearly got away with a travel, and now he's going to throw it away. Here's Presley Bowers. Wants to drive. Had it knocked off his own foot by Gross in a steal. Good defense by Samuel Gross to get it back for the Wildcats. Difficult hop step inside between two defenders by Ethan Armstrong, and he's bumped and fouled. Foul on Presley Bowers, his first, and Ethan Armstrong will shoot two. Ethan Armstrong, the 6-foot senior, 10 points per game, 3 rebounds a contest, a 66% foul shooter, and an out on the first, no good. Get our first subs. Lane Loizo will check in for the Wildcats, replacing Hardwick. Got 3:46 left here in the first. It's a 4-2 Frankfurt lead as Armstrong will shoot a second. He missed the other as well, so he goes 0 for 2, and Reinicke the rebound for Centralia. So the Wildcats still lead 4-2. Played 4-plus minutes in the first quarter. Here's Talley, left wing, into the corner with Weir. They go to Bowers inside on the block. He's quickly doubled, back to Weir, shovels it inside to Reinicke. Shot blocked, but gets his own rebound and puts it back up and in. First basket for Brock Reinicke, ties it at 4 at 3:25 left here in the first. There's a whistle and a foul on a drive attempt by Dollinghouse. It's on the floor. As they get Marshall Tanking with his first foul, team foul number 2. Ethan McNally will check in for Centralia, replacing Weir. So with 3:20 left here in the quarter, Keller Olsen gets it. Had it knocked away inside, out of bounds. It'll stay with Frankfurt underneath their own bucket. A 4-4 tie. Gross with the 4 for the Wildcats, and then 2 apiece by Reinicke and Bowers for Centralia. Armstrong trying to look for Gross inside. Had it knocked away in a steal. Reinicke comes away with it. Now bouncing it to McNally. Puts up a shot short, but gets his own rebound and now dribbles out of some trouble. Now they'll reset. There's a deep three that's no good by Tanking. Out of bounds underneath, and it's going to stay with Centralia as Olsen couldn't quite save it underneath. So we're down to just under 3 minutes to go here in the quarter. It's a 4-4 tie. Here's Talley in the right corner. Now up top to McNally. Now it's Reineke left wing. Steps in. Kicks it left corner. Tanking. Has a pass deflected and stolen away. And then a block shot by Bowers in transition. Nicely done. Talley the rebound and will push. Boy, Presley Bowers with a pin job on the backboard on the layup there by Dollinghouse. We're tied at four. 2:25 left here in the first. Defense the key for both teams here early. Here's Talley. Panthers looking for their first lead. Here's Reineke. Inside. Shot up no good. Might have been partially blocked and a rebound for Gross. Here's Armstrong. Or correction, that's Olsen. Has it deflected in the air and then blasted out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Centralia. Turnover by Frankfurt. So both teams have struggled with turnovers here in the first. Hardwick's going to check in for Olsen as Colton Weir comes back into the game as well. He will replace Tanking. So again, a 4-4 tie. Now under 2 minutes to go here in the first. McNally, a right side pass to Talley. Wants a ball screen from Reineke. Not much with it. Now Weir left on the wing. Up top to Talley. Right side to McNally. Go inside to Reineke on the block. Talley, right corner three, is no good, but a backside rebound chased into the corner, and Dollinghouse comes away with it for Frankfurt. Gets it up the floor to Armstrong, short corner left, 90 seconds left in the quarter. Here's Dollinghouse at two and a nice floater that rattles in there. First bucket for Dollinghouse, it's a 6-4 lead for Frankfurt. Now 1:20 left here in the first. Reineke, a baseline drive. Swings it to Talley, a long two, but they're going to say he was out of bounds on the baseline and a turnover by the Panthers. Keller Olsen's going to check back in, replacing Gross. And we're also going to get another sub. As Rafe Osterhaus will check into the game for Centralia. So Frankfurt with a 6-4 lead. Final minute plus here in the quarter. Working in the half court. Loizo left side. Gets it to Hardwick at the free throw line, but he shuffled his feet and is called for a travel. So six turnovers now by Frankfurt. Seven first quarter turnovers for the Panthers. Turnovers in defense in the story here in the first. Now down to a minute to go. 6-4 Frankfurt by two. Boy, Osterhaus, who is now into the game, rocking a big knee brace and the goggles as well. It's a good look, and Talley missing a pass near side that goes out of bounds, so another Centralia turnover. But Osterhaus, you got to like the style, no doubt. The big, thick goggles taking you back to the 1970s. Rocking it here in 2022. Here is Frankfurt with the ball up, 2-6-4, 35 seconds left here in the quarter. It's Armstrong in the corner, shuffles it to Dollinghouse, right back to Armstrong on the wing, takes it all the way in, shot up no good, but a whistle and a foul, and two free throws coming up for Ethan Armstrong. As Trenton Talley picks up his first, and Armstrong, a 66% free throw shooter, back to the line. He's 0-for-2 so far, still looking for his first points tonight. And that one rattles in there. Marshall Tanking's going to check back in for Trenton Talley. It's a 3-point Frankfurt lead. It's 7-4. 27 seconds left in the quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebound for Osterhaus. Now Centralia can play for the final shot with 20 seconds to go. Here's Osterhaus, a right corner triple. That one is too strong. Rebound Samuel Gross. So 13 seconds to go. Frankfurt can play for the final shot. Dollinghouse, left side to Armstrong. 6 seconds. Wants to go inside. Left-handed layup is good by Ethan Armstrong. He's got three. Long shot at the buzzer that's no good, and that's the end of the first quarter. Frankfurt jumps out to a 9-4 lead after the first 8 minutes. We'll step aside. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you from Centralia, home of the Panthers. Boys game starting the second quarter. Frankfort on the road, a 9-4 lead. Both of these teams struggle with turnovers in the first quarter. 8 in the first for Centralia, 6 for Frankfort. Wildcats with it and a deflected pass out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia, so the Wildcats will keep their end of the floor, 13 seconds into the second, leading 9-4. This will be Dollinghouse to throw it in. Near the corner, hucks it way into the backcourt to Joey Hardwick. It's a right side pass on the button to Armstrong on the wing, who wants to go baseline, guarded by Osterhaus. Now Olson works it back to Armstrong, top of the key, kicks it to Hardwick left corner, now Gross. Back into the corner with Armstrong, curls in the lane, shot up no good, but a whistle and a foul. That's going to mean a free throw is coming up here for Ethan Armstrong. As the foul is on Osterhaus. Team foul number 4, so right back to the line is Ethan Armstrong. In and out on the free throw. He's now 1 of 5. At the line here in the first half. He's got 3 points. Normally a 66% foul shooter. It's a 9-4 Frankfort lead. And make it 10-4. He goes 1 for 2 and has 4 here in the first half. 10-4 Frankfort. So we've played 35 seconds here in the second quarter. Here is McNally, top of the key again. Points hard to come by here in the first half for the Panthers, as the Frankfort defense has done a really good job both in the half court and in transition. Here is Marshall tanking, right side, top of the key, now on the wing to Weir. Frankfort continuing to sit in that 2-3 zone with Hardwick and Dollinghouse up top. They get it to Osterhaus in the left corner, now tanking top of the key. Now Osterhaus left wing, short corner to Reinicke. Reinicke backs out into the corner, now kicks it back up. Now it's Weir to tanking top of the key. Osterhaus, baseline drive, cut off quickly there by Olson. Now they swing it to Reinicke at the top of the key. Works it to the elbow. Osterhaus in the corner. He'll fire a 3. Got it. Rafe Osterhaus from downtown. His first basket gets it back to within 3 at 10-7. There's Armstrong. Drops one off to Olson on the block. Shot up and good. Keller Olson, his first basket, makes it 12-7 Frankfort. At 6:13 left here in the first half. There's Osterhaus again, right side in the corner. Closed out quickly there by Armstrong. Now a pass to Weir in the left corner. Underhands it to the top of the key. Now Osterhaus on the wing. Top of the key to Marshall tanking. Now Weir inside to McNally on the block, guarded by Gross. Weir left wing. Gets inside. Difficult shot. No good. Battle for the rebound, though. Collected and put back up and in by Brock Reinicke, who now has 4. And the lead for Frankfort is 3 at 12-9. At 5:40 and counting here in the second. And we get a whistle and a foul on the floor. Going against Centralia. They'll get Osterhaus with his second. And team foul number 5. Frankfort's been called for just 1 foul here in the first half. That was against Keller Olson. 5 fouls have been called on Centralia. Here is a layup on the inbounds pass that's up and good by Keller Olson. Diving in from the free throw line and laying it over McNally for 2. He's got 4. It's a 14-9 Frankfort lead. Reinicke had it knocked away in a steal. Here's Dollinghouse all the way and takes it in for two. Caden Dollinghouse now with four, and the lead is seven. It's 16-9. Frankfurt starting to get out in transition here in the second quarter. Defense creating offense. This Wildcats team, and now we get a whistle and a timeout. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. We've had some girls' finals roll in. In some TBL girls' finals from tonight, Washington County, they defeat Wetmore 45-33. Elsewhere, it was Donovan West winning at Clifton Clyde 39-30. Couple Big Seven girls' finals. Nemaha Central wins again. They win at Perry 48-31. And then Jeff West, a big win at Hiawatha 38-31. Again, all these scores, recaps will follow us. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Hard to believe, just a few weeks left here in the regular season. Right now, out of the timeouts, a fresh five into the game for Centralia. You got Drew Gibbs in there, also Paxton Bowers, and then there's a layup by Trenton Talley, who's on the board for the first time. 16-11, a five-point Frankfurt lead is coming up on the halfway point. Talley with a block inside and a rebound for Reese Tanking, who's in the game for the first time. Gets it into the front court with Paxton Bowers. A one-handed pass left side to Drew Gibbs. Back on the wing to Paxton Bowers. Now Gibbs will try a left wing three. It's too strong. And Presley Bowers, the offensive rebound. And will keep the possession alive. Reese Tanking inside. A little floater. It's up. No good. And a rebound for Frankfurt. Dollinghouse gathers. Will slow it down and tries to work it quickly into the front court. Here's Olsen, a drive, left-handed scoop shot, no good. A rebound for Presley Bowers. Now he wants to push the tempo up the floor. Layup good to Paxton Bowers. And a whistle and a timeout for Frankfurt. Now the Panthers getting out in transition. It is a 30, so Panthers right back into it. Frankfurt's lead is 16-13 with 3:54 left to go in this first half. So again, we got off to a little bit quicker start here tonight. Game presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Again, these two teams played just a couple of weeks ago in the TBL tournament in the semifinals at Frankfurt. Centralia got the win 52-43. They'd go on to knock off Hanover in the title game. But since that tournament win, they have lost three straight. And since the loss to Centralia for Frankfurt, they have won four straight and overall six of their last seven. Wildcats with it and the lead, 16-13, 3:40 left here in the first half. Here's Gross all the way inside. Layup spins out, no good. And a rebound for Presley Bowers. Hands it off to Drew Gibbs. They'll reset in the half court. Here's Gibbs, right side on the wing. Lost it, but able to gather. And Dollinghouse nearly knocked it away, but Gibbs able to keep the dribble. Gets it to Talley in the right corner. Back up top to Gibbs. Now Paxton Bowers left side, and his pass for Reese Tanking deflected and intercepted. 10 turnovers now for Centralia. Under 3:10 to go until halftime. 16-13, Frankfurt by three with the ball. Beautiful pass, but a layup missed inside by Keller Olsen, and another rebound for Presley Bowers. Now a blocking foul called on a drive, and on the floor, just the second team foul against Frankfurt. First foul on Joey Hardwick. So 2:57 until halftime, 16-13. Frankfurt by three, Panthers with the ball. Go inside to Presley Bowers on the block, turns and lays it up, no good, left it short. And now I think they're going to get Bowers on the rebound attempt. So Presley Bowers picks up his second. Cole Alderfer, the head coach for Centralia, not agreeing with that call and leads his case to one of the officials. Hardwick comes out. Lane Loizo checks in for him. So the Wildcats get it back with a three-point lead, 16-13, with 2:53 left until half. Here is Dollinghouse, far sideline. Now head of steam drive towards the corner. Kicks it back to Armstrong. Dives in. Kicks it back out. Dollinghouse to the elbow. Now Gross to Olsen in the corner. Splits two. Shot blocked by Talley into the corner. Picked up by Reese Tanking. Here comes Talley. Wants to go all the way and draws the foul, and he'll shoot two. Foul on Lane Loizzo, his first, team third. And Trenton Talley, a 70% free throw shooter, will shoot two. Get his team back to within one if he can connect on both. 2 points tonight and a rebound so far. First free throw in and out, no good. He's averaging 11 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game this season. As Brock Reinicke will check in for Presley Bowers. Talley will try to go 1 for 2. And he does. He rattles in the second. And he now has 3 points here in the first half. Makes it 16-14. Frankfurt's lead. It's trimmed to 2. 1:20 to go until halftime. And then there is Gross, who falls and throws it away to Reinicke, who gets it up the floor. Misses the layup. Gets it back as Reese Tanking, and his layup is good. Well, Reese Tanking, the 6'2 sophomore, after a third opportunity, gets it up and in, and we're tied at 16 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Here's Armstrong, a three. It's an air ball, but Gross, right place, right time, and now a whistle and a foul, and Gross will go to the line to shoot two. And they will get Reinicke with his first. Team foul number 7. So Samuel Gross, the leading scorer for the Wildcats, leading rebound getter as well, is good on the free throw. He's got 5 points, 3 rebounds here in the first half, averaging nearly 15-9 on the year. Second free throw is up and good. He's 2 for 2. He's got 6. 18-16, Frankfurt by 2 with a minute 50 left here in the first half. Here's Trenton Talley in the right corner, up top to Gibbs. Looks left, fires that way to Paxton Bowers. Now looking for Gibbs on a cut. Talley saves it underneath, but right back into Reinicke, who draws a foul. Boy, credit Talley, who saved that one from going out of bounds. Loizzo picks up his second. And Brock Reinicke will shoot two. It's a 40% free throw shooter. 4 points, 5 rebounds here in the first half. First free throw too strong, no good. Down to a minute 35 left until halftime as Hardwick checks in for Loizzo. Reinicke will try to go 1 for 2, and he's able to do so. 18-17, the Frankfurt lead is 1 with 90 seconds to go until halftime. Here's Dollinghouse to Hardwick on the wing left side. Pass deflected into the backcourt, and then that's going to be a turnover. It wasn't touched by Centralia. Now 8 first half turnovers for Frankfurt, and now the Panthers get it back, a chance to take the lead. Down 18-17 with 1:22 to go. Centralia scored just 4 points in the first quarter, and much better offensively getting out in transition here in the second quarter, and a chance to take the lead. Talley in the right corner. Overhead pass to Paxton Bowers. Baseline drive. Gets underneath. Shot blocked at the rim by Olsen. Rebound collected by Gross. Works it up the floor. Hardwick, left-handed layup, no good. Offensive rebound. Stuck back up and spins in there for Ethan Armstrong. He's got 6, and the lead is 3 with under a minute to go. 20-17, Frankfurt. Gibbs had it knocked away by Dollinghouse, but Bowers able to pull that one away. Now a pass deflected inside and another steal for Frankfurt. Now with 40 seconds left until halftime, Frankfurt with a 3-point lead can play for the final shot if they so choose. Gross skips it to Dollinghouse, high right, under 30 seconds to go. Down to 24. Certainly it looks like Frankfurt wants to play for the final shot. Dollinghouse in between the rings out high, 15 ticks left. Gross wants to set a screen left. He doesn't use it. Goes right. Now into the corner with Olsen. Hop step. Lost it. And a steal. 5 seconds to go. Trenton Talley gets it and has to save it from going out of bounds. Finally, Reese Tanking gathers and a shot up, but I don't think he got it off in time. And that's going to end the first half of play. So back and forth, defense, low scoring affair. After 16 minutes, Frankfurt on the road, leading at Centralia 20-17. Halftime presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. If you want the best, you gotta get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Again at the half, it's Frankfurt leading 20-17. Halftime starts after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And our boys game at halftime, and it's the Road Dogs from Frankfurt. Wildcats leading the Panthers 20-17. In a fairly low-scoring game, but particularly it was more low-scoring in the first quarter as Frankfurt jumped out to a 9-4 lead after the first 8 minutes, but Centralia bounced back, got out in transition a little bit in the second quarter, got some easy buckets. They outscored Frankfurt 13-11 in the second. It's Frankfurt that's still leading 20-17 through 16 minutes. Let's get you some of the first half numbers, and we'll start with the Wildcats. Just three players in the books, six apiece by Samuel Gross and Ethan Armstrong, or correction, four in the books. Samuel Gross, Ethan Armstrong again, each with six, and then four apiece by Caden Dollinghouse and Keller Olson. For Centralia, Brock Reinecke led the way in the first half, 5 points and five rebounds, halfway to a double-double. They got three from Trenton Talley, three as well from Rafe Osterhaus, and then they got two apiece from Presley Bowers, Paxton Bowers, and Reese Tanking. Centralia had 11 first-half turnovers. Frankfurt had 9. Centralia out-rebounding Frankfurt 17-10. Frankfurt hit 4 of 8 from the free-throw line. Panthers knocked in 2 out of their 4 charity stripe shots. So again, our score at the half, Frankfurt leading Centralia 20-17. Halftime continues after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Crop insurance solutions with added value. That's what you get with Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Products through Farmers Mutual Hail allow him to offer advanced acreage and production technology to save you time and the ability to protect up to 95% of your APH with RAMP. Stop in at 621 Main or call Roy at 785-284-7611 to experience a different type of crop protection.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
Boys game at the half. Centralia trailing Frankfort 20-17. You're dialed into 92.1 at KMZA Seneca. Kirk Hillman in studio. Brandon Tadman with you in the boys game at halftime as Centralia trails Frankfort 20-17. Again, if you're just joining us, it was the Centralia girls in our first game tonight with a big fourth quarter pulling away from Frankfort 46-32 as the Panthers move to 14-0 on the year, the number two ranked team in 1AD1. Frankfort with the loss dropping to 9-6. Going through some girls finals that we have to this point in the TBL, Valley Heights goes to 14-1, beating Axtell 52-19. Donovan West, a 39-30 winner at Clifton Clyde. Also Washington County winning at Wetmore 45-33. In the Big 7 tonight, it was Jeff West winning at Hiawatha 38-31. Holton, the two-point winner at Sabetha 22-20. Big win for Nemaha Central at home over Perry LeCompton 48-31. And then Riverside on the road beats Royal Valley 50-33. That was a battle of 7-7 teams. In the Northeast Kansas League, Jackson Heights improves to 12-1, blasting Oskaloosa 51-14. Jefferson County North winning at Moore Hill Mounts Academy 42-31. Those games on our sister station, Care 93.7. In the KCA League, Atchison a winner over KC Wyandotte 46-21. The Phoenix now 5-0 in league play. And in the North Central Kansas League, it was Marysville getting their seventh win, winning at Abilene 36-27. So those, again, girls' finals from tonight. Everything will be recapped tonight, as always, with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We'll step aside for another 90 seconds. When we come back, second half coming your way next. Again, Frankfort leading here at Centralia 20-17. We're back in 90 seconds for the second half after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and
I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
Second half just getting going. Centralia, their first possession, a quick turnover, and then a foul committed by Reese Tanking in transition. The Wildcats will settle in the half court, leading 20-17, just getting going here in the second half. Dollinghouse takes it all the way. A lot of contact, no call, and a rebound by Reese Tanking. Here is Reineke bouncing it to Reese Tanking, left side on the wing. Top of the key, it goes to Paxton Bowers. Tally in the corner, drives baseline, and then a blocking foul will be called against Frankfurt. On the drive there by Tally. It's Olsen picking up his second. And the first foul by Frankfurt here in the second half. Here's Reineke at the elbow, kicks it. Now into the hands of Tally, a right corner three. It rattles in. Trenton Tally ties the game at 20, 45 seconds into the third. Centralia trying to win their first game since the CBL tournament title win as Frankfurt's a little sluggish to start. There's another turnover. Thrown out of bounds by Dollinghouse. We'll give it back to the Panthers. Tied at 20. As we're now a minute into this third quarter. Frankfurt, they have won four straight. Six of their last seven. That one loss being to the same Panthers squad in the TBL tournament semifinals a couple weeks ago. Here's Reineke. Swings it to Tally. A left corner triple. Got it. And a feel. For Trenton Tally and a head nod that he now has 9 points, back-to-back triples. And a timeout's going to be called by Frankfurt. As Centralia now leads 23-20. Early portions here of the third quarter. Again, it is a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Thanks again for tuning in. Broadcast tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Check out peru.edu for more information. Frankfurt had a good first 8 minutes, led 9-4 after the first quarter. Their lead was trimmed to two at halftime, or three, I should say, 20-17, but back-to-back triples by Trenton Tally here in the third quarter has given the Panthers a 23-20 lead. As we have played 87 seconds here in the third quarter. So out of the timeout, they go inside to Gross. His shot trickles out, no good. Some contact there, but no call. Reese tanking the rebound for Centralia. So a chance to build on this three-point lead. They swing it to Tally here in the left corner. Now a short corner pass to Reese tanking. Paxton Bowers bouncing it to Presley Bowers, and now shuffled inside to Reineke. Tally again, a heat check from three, not this time. Reineke gets the rebound and then had it knocked away, but they're going to call a jump ball, but the possession arrow will give it back to Frankfurt. So the Wildcats getting it back, down three, 2 minutes into the third. 23-20 is the score. Left side pass to Armstrong. Now Hardwick open for three, left it short, but Gross gets the rebound and then is fouled on the floor by Reese Tanking. So the Wildcats will keep it underneath their own buckets as Gross now has 5 rebounds in the ball game. We've got 5:49 left here in the third. It's a 23-20 Centralia lead. Wildcats are still looking for their first points here in the quarter. And that's going to be a traveling call. Ball is thrown right about midcourt. And that was Keller Olsen, who caught it and had to dance over the line to try to avoid a turnover, but ends up turning it over anyways with a travel. So now the Panthers get it back up three at 23-20. Wildcats still in search of their first points of the third. Here's Reinicke, right side to Paxton Bowers, bouncing it to Presley, top of the key. Left side to Talley on the wing, into the corner with Paxton Bowers. Now he swings it up top to Reinicke, to Reese tanking in the corner. They go inside. This is Talley on Gross, shot up no good. Presley Bowers the rebound. He misses an opportunity, and still underneath, and the ball's out of bounds, and it'll go back to Frankfurt. So a couple opportunities there missed inside by Centralia. The Wildcats getting it back. 5:12 left here in the period. Down 23-20. So they led most of the first half, pretty much the entire first half. And now trail here, early portions of the third. There's a whistle and a foul on the floor as Armstrong was making a drive to the rim. The Centralia foul on Trenton Talley, his second. And team foul number three. So the Wildcats to throw it in underneath their own bucket. Stallinghouse to trigger. And his pass is intercepted by Trenton Talley. Good defense there underneath. So Centralia with it back up three, 23-20, and they're going to give it right back. Reese tanking looking for Paxton Bowers in the corner. Too much mustard on it. And it goes into the crowd. As Marshall tanking will check back in. Colton Weir checks back in as well. The Wildcats get it back down three, 23-20, still searching for their first points of the quarter. Dollinghouse to Armstrong in the right corner. Holding it high. Now Dollinghouse to Gross inside. There's a shot missed inside. No good as Gross really probably wants that one back. Should have been an easy two, but Weir able to get the miss. Now Talley in the left corner. Top of the key to Weir. Right side to Marshall tanking into the corner with Reinicke. 4:20 left here in the third. 23-20 Centralia by a triple. Marshall tanking resets high left. Staring down Dollinghouse in a 2-3 zone. They reverse it right side to Reinicke. Now they fire it inside to Bowers. Shot up good over Gross. Presley Bowers with four. And the lead is five. Largest lead of the game for Centralia at 25-20. We've played halfway into the third. Dollinghouse inside. And he'll draw the foul over two defenders and will shoot two. See who they get the foul on. They'll get this one on Reinicke, his second. So Caden Dollinghouse will shoot two, a 62% foul shooter. Tonight, 4 points, three rebounds. On the year, over 9 points and nearly five rebounds per game. As Dollinghouse sinks the first free throw, and that's the first point of the second half for Frankfurt. Trail now 25-21, second free throw on the way, second rattles out no good, so a 1-for-2 trip. Another Presley Bowers rebound. So the Panthers with 3:45 and counting here in the third, leading Frankfurt 25-21. Reinicke in the right corner, drives baseline and shuffled the feet, will be called for a travel. 12 turnovers in the game by the Panthers. So the Wildcats get it back down four, still 3:35 left here in the third. As the Panthers now showing some pressure here in the full court. Here's Armstrong, works it inside, layup no good, and a rebound for Reinicke. A quick one-and-done possession there for the Wildcats, who again have struggled mightily here in the third quarter to score. They have scored just 1 point here in the third. We're about 5 minutes deep. Reinicke right side to Talley, baseline, pull up from 15, too strong, and a rebound for Frankfurt. Dollinghouse up the floor. Olsen inside, shuffled the feet, and they get him for a walk. 10 turnovers in the game by the Wildcats, 4 in the quarter. And now 2:55, clock moving third quarter. Centralia by 4 with the ball. Weir right side, Reinicke into the corner with Talley, closed out quickly by Gross. Now tanking, to Weir, top of the key. Reinicke, left wing. Now they go back to the top of the key, reverse it right side to Tanking. Swings it here near side. Reinicke wants to drive all the way in. Layup good. Position fluid for Brock Reinicke. Defender on his back, easy two, 27-21. Reinicke now with seven. Dollinghouse had it knocked out of bounds by Marshall Tanking. So the Wildcats keep. Get a sub into the game for Frankfurt as it's Xander Hull, a 6'3 junior, who checks in. Another big body inside for the Wildcats. The Wildcats to throw it in. Needing to try to get it in and finally does into the corner with Armstrong, who rips a pass to Gross. Now into the corner with Dollinghouse. They want Hardwick at the top of the key. Gets it to him there. A whistle, a bump, and a foul. I think they get Tanking on this one. And Marshall Tanking will pick up his second. Down to 2:10 left here in the third quarter. 27-21 Centralia by six. Frankfurt with the ball underneath their own bucket. Again, they have scored just 1 point here in the third. They have not made a bucket, just one free throw. Here's Armstrong inside the hole. His shot is up, no good, but he draws the foul. Two free throws coming up for Xander Hull, who just checked in. Reinicke picks up the foul, his third at team foul number six. As again, Xander Hull, who just checked into the game, another big body, 6'3 junior, will shoot two. First free throw up and good. Hasn't played much this season. Making the most out of his time here in the third quarter. Second free throw, no good. So a 1-for-2 trip and a rebound for Trenton Talley. 27-22, Centralia by five. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third. And it hits off Weir and out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover by the Panthers. That was just miscommunication at the top of the key. And Weir was trying to get out of the way of the pass. And it hit off his thigh and went out of bounds. So Frankfurt down five with 1:45 left here in the third. A chance to chip away a little bit more. Here's Gross. Right corner, top of the key to Dollinghouse. Diving inside, kicks it back up top. As Gross resets, now Dollinghouse on the wing. Wants a screen from Gross, trying to go baseline with it. Cut off by Tanking, gets inside, layup no good. And a rebound for Centralia. They want to get it up the floor, down to 120 left here in the third. Presley Bowers floats and missed it inside, but a rebound out of bounds underneath. It's going to be last touch by Frankfurt, so the Panthers fortunate to keep it here. 1:14 left in the quarter, leading by five at 27-22. Marshall Tanking, high rights, receives the inbounds pass to Reinicke in the corner. Drives, now left corner to Talley, nearly went out of bounds. Ball saved by Frankfurt, picked up by Armstrong. Armstrong stops on a dime, now kicks it back to Dollinghouse in the half court. Right wing, Armstrong a triple, short, and that one's going to end up going out of bounds and back to Centralia with 54 seconds left in the quarter. 27-22 Panthers. The Wildcats have only made two free throws here in the third quarter. Ethan McNally will check back in for the Panthers, replacing Presley Bowers. See if the Panthers want to use the final 54-plus seconds to chip away to the fourth quarter with a lead and not give Frankfurt another opportunity this quarter. Centralia trailed 20-17 at halftime. They lead it 27-22 late third, under 40 seconds. McNally into the corner. They were looking for him, but another steal as Gross read that pass. Now Frankfurt has an opportunity with 28 seconds left in the quarter. Down five at 27-22. It is Dollinghouse with it. Ben Steinlage, the head coach, second year for the Wildcats, calling out the play. We're down to 13 seconds. Samuel Gross, they leave him open for three. He left it short. A rebound for McNally, and now an opportunity with 6 seconds left. Here's Weir. Reinicke inside. Difficult shot, and he got it up and in to end the quarter. Big-time bucket there for Brock Reinicke. He's got nine, and the lead is seven for Centralia after three. So we head to the fourth quarter. Centralia 29, Frankfurt 22. Back for the final 8 minutes in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Kansaland Radio.
All right, 8 minutes to go. Panthers with a big-time third quarter, outscoring Frankfurt 12-2. Turn a three-point deficit into a seven-point lead. Frankfurt did not hit a field goal in the third quarter, just two free throws. So the Panthers with it and a seven-point lead to start the fourth. Here's Weir, left elbow, backing out behind the three-point line and hands it off to Colton Weir. Weir hands it off to Talley. Now Weir gets it back left wing. Bouncing one inside to Reinicke. Turns, fires, and gets it up over the rim for two. And Brock Reinicke putting together a nice night. He's got 11 in the largest lead, now 9 for Centralia, 31-22. This will be a big win for the Panthers after coming into this one, losing three straight. There's a turnover by Frankfurt. Gets it up to Weir. Shot up no good, but they're going to call an offensive foul on Colton Weir. Kind of a befuddled look on his face, and wasn't a lot of contact inside, so they get Weir, the offensive foul, his first. And despite having the lead, turnovers have been an issue tonight for the Panthers, but again, it hasn't cost them yet. They lead it by 9, 31-22. We've played a minute here in the fourth quarter. Here's Samuel Groves, top of the key, right side to Hardwick. Curls, gets inside, shot up no good, and they're going to call an offensive foul on Joey Hardwick. The second foul for Hardwick. Another turnover by the Wildcats, and the Panthers get it back. 6:53 clock moving in the fourth quarter. Their lead 31-22. And the Panthers have lost three straight coming into this one tonight, trying to get back on track. As they get Marshall tanking, left corner, pulls up from 15, nearly banked it in, no good. Battle for the rebound. McNally has it, but missed an opportunity inside, and Samuel Gross will grab that miss. Dollinghouse wants to take it in, kicks it out. It's Olsen for three. Too short. Dollinghouse gets the rebound and puts up and in and one. Big bucket for Caden Dollinghouse. The foul is against Marshall tanking his third. And Dollinghouse a chance at the line to cap off a three-point play. 7 points on the night for Dollinghouse. 1 for 2 at the line. He's got 4 rebounds. 31-24 Centralia. Now 31-25 as Dollinghouse cans the free throw for the three-point play. Presley Bowers checks back in for McNally. Down to 6:22 left in the ball game. The lead is 6 for Centralia, 31-25. Presley Bowers to Reinicke, left corner. Couple dribbles, now has a deflected pass, but Weir saves it into the corner to Talley. Drives baseline, reverse layup good. Good body control by Trenton Talley. He's got 11. 33-25, the lead back to 8. Here's Olsen, spins inside, bounces it to Armstrong, floater in the lane, good. Big shot for Ethan Armstrong, first points in the second half for him, he's got 8. 33-27 Centralia, 5:45 left in the game. Here's Talley, left side, hands it off to tanking, top of the key to Bowers, works it right, stops on the wing, spins a couple times, gets it to Weir in the corner. Top of the key, now tanking left side. Sally, top of the key, Reinicke right wing. Bouncing it short corner right to Weir. Guarded there by Armstrong, dribbling out of some trouble. Tanking, extra pass, Tally an open three, in and out, no good. Rebound for Frankfurt. Olsen collects that rebound. Big opportunity here for Frankfurt, down six. Here's a drive, and the layup is good. And a whistle and a timeout. Ethan Armstrong with a big basket. He's got 10. The lead cut to 4. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 33-29 Centralia by 4. 5:06 left in the ballgame. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
We got a ball game, 5 minutes to go. Centralia clinging to a 33-29 lead here at home against Frankfurt. Panthers with the ball out of the timeout and that four-point lead. Here's Presley Bowers, kicks it right into the corner to Marshall Tanking. Dribbles out towards the wing, now fires a pass, now into the corner with Tally. Moves inside, shot rejected, rebound Weir. Keeps it alive. Presley Bowers inside, another shot, no good. Fighting for the rebound, and Samuel Gross has it for Frankfurt. Here comes Dollinghouse up the floor near sideline. Now works it back to the far sideline, left wing pass to Armstrong. Wants to drive inside, pass deflected, into the corner though with Olsen. And kicks it back to Dollinghouse, right corner. Wants to drive inside, whistle, and a bump and a foul. I think they're going to get Reinicke with this one, that would be his fourth. So that's a blocking foul, team foul number 9, so it's a 1-1 coming up for Caden Dollinghouse, who has 8 points tonight, 2-for-3 at the line. His team down 4 with just over 4 minutes to go. Free throw, good. So Dollinghouse will get the bonus. He's got 9. Centralia's lead trimmed to 3 at 33-30. Can get it to 2 if he knocks in this one. And he does. Big 2 free throws here for Caden Dollinghouse, who's now into double figures with 10. 33-31 Centralia coming up on the halfway point here in the fourth and final quarter. Frankfurt has won 4 straight. Centralia has lost 3 straight. Here's Presley Bowers. Drives inside from the left wing, gets bumped and fouled. It's just the 3rd team foul here in the second half on Frankfurt. Hardwick picks up his 3rd. Reese Tanking will check into the game for Marshall Tanking. So a little more height on the floor. As Tally will throw it in, left side of his own backboard, gets it into Weir inside. Nice ball fake, good. Shovel to Reinicke, lays it in for 2. 13 for Reinicke. Beautiful feed by Colton Weir. Makes it a 35-31 Centralia lead, and they come away with a steal. Presley Bowers now has it. Working across the timeline. Big turnover there forced by the Centralia defense. Leading by 4 with 3.5 minutes left. Slow it down a little bit. It's Bowers left wing. Hands it off to Reinicke. Now top of the key to Reese Tanking. Spins it right side to Weir on the wing. Now Reinicke inside, fades, fires, nearly banks it in, no good. And a rebound for Samuel Gross. And Dollinghouse trying to get out of the baseline and into the corner. Frankfurt needs to get it up the floor, and they finally come away with a steal. Does Centralia. Now they'll reset. So an awkward possession there as Frankfurt got the miss and couldn't get it across the timeline before turning it over. There's a whistle, and they get an offensive foul now on Presley Bowers, and he does not like the call, his third. And we're down to 2:51 left in the game. Frankfurt getting it back, down four at 35-31. Dollinghouse taking a moment to tie his shoes up. Centralia will show some pressure here in the full court. They get it into Armstrong. He's doubled here near sideline, then splits it, but had it knocked away by Talley, and a steal. Talley stops, nearly got away with a walk, and Frankfurt's going to, or I should say Centralia is going to get a timeout called. It's a 30. It was Talley who got away with a travel there. But Centralia is going to have the ball out of the timeout, leading 35-31, and we're down to 2:42 left in the game. Kirk Kilman in studio. I'm Brandon Sadman. Thanks for tuning in. Getting some boys halftime scores. Hiawatha right now leading Jeff West 30-13. Sabetha leading against Holton 23-14. And then Valley Falls, who is number two in 2A and has not lost this season, trail Horton by 10, 31-21 at halftime. That game on 103.9 KNZA. So here we got 35-31 Centralia by 4, 2:40 to go. Panthers with it and the lead out of the timeout. Talley on the block, puts up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound is stuck back up and in, though, by Presley Bowers. Big offensive rebound and put back, makes it 37-31. Here's Olsen. Skips one near side to Armstrong in the corner. Drives baseline on Reinecke and will draw the foul. And if that's Reinecke, that's number five, and he'll foul out of the game. Well, Reinecke is fouled out with 2:17 left. He'll finish with 13 points and 7 rebounds. So a good night for Reinecke, but it's going to end short with 2:17 left as Ethan Armstrong will shoot two. Centralia leading 37-31. As the first free throw is no good. So big opportunities missed here by the Wildcats. Armstrong will have one more. He has struggled tonight at the line, just 2 of 7 now. He's got 10 points in the game. But the second free throw is good. 37-32, Centralia by 5, 2:15 left in the game. They get it up the floor to Reese tanking. Over the top pass to Bowers, who had a pass deflected out of bounds by Dollinghouse. So Panthers will keep underneath. 2:07 left in the game, leading 37-32. Talley to throw it in. Gets it, tipped in the air, gets it back into the corner. Now they'll reset up top with Weir. Now this is Paxton Bowers, high right. Now under 2 minutes to go in the game. 37-32, Centralia by 5. Trying to snap a 3-game losing streak since winning the TBL tournament a couple of weeks ago. There's Presley Bowers inside from Paxton and lays it in. Presley Bowers, a big bucket. Paxton with the assist. 39-32, 1:40 left in the game. Dollinghouse to Hardwick to Gross in the right corner. And a lazy pass. It's taken away by Weir. Weir gets it up the floor to Talley. Spins on the block, fades, and banks it in. Trenton Talley with 13, and just like that, it's 41-32 Centralia with 1:20 to go. Big 4-point spurt by the Panthers. Gross inside on the block, shot up no good, but a foul. With 1:11 left in the game. Foul on Presley Bowers, his fourth. Samuel Gross will shoot two. Centralia 41, Frankfurt 32 with 71 seconds remaining in the game as Samuel Gross now 3-for-3 at the line, connects on the first. He's got 7, makes it 41-33. Second, and that one rims out no good. Reese tanking the rebound. So we come up on the final 60 seconds with Centralia leading 41-33. They get it across the timeline with Weir on the right wing. Gets it off to Paxton Bowers. Now 55 seconds to go. Here's Trenton Talley. Bouncing it to Weir just in front of the midcourt stripe. 48 seconds left. Working into the corner. Now Presley Bowers. A whistle and a blocking foul is going to be called. And Presley Bowers is going to shoot two. With 43 seconds left in the game, he's hobbling a little bit after the contact there with Samuel Gross. First foul on Gross, and this will put Presley Bowers at the line for the first time tonight to shoot two. His team leading by 8, 41-33. 44 seconds to go. First free throw off, no good. Presley Bowers, 8 points tonight. He's also got 9 rebounds. 53% free throw shooter, trying to go 1-for-2. And he missed that one as well, and a rebound for Samuel Gross. So the lead is 8, 41-33, 38 seconds to go. And there's a shot inside, missed by Olsen, and a rebound for Presley Bowers. And now, really needed that one if you're Frankfurt. They get it up the floor. It's Colton Weir, who had it blocked at the rim by Gross aggressively. Olsen the rebound, coast to coast, and now his shot is blocked by Talley out of bounds with just 22 seconds to go. Back-to-back big-time blocks, one by Gross and that one by Talley. So now Frankfurt running out of time. They need a quick one. Gross for three, left it short, tipped, and the rebound for Paxton Bowers, and there's a whistle and there's a foul with 15 seconds to go, and Centralia is in a good spot here. Dollinghouse picks up the foul. Rafe Osterhaus will check in for Presley Bowers. Again, 41-33, Centralia by 8, which is 15 seconds to go. Weir curls around. You're at 10 seconds to go. At this point, if they don't foul, it's pretty much all she said and wrote tonight. And that's going to do it as they back off for the final seconds. And Centralia with a big win tonight. 41-33, after struggling in the first half, they come back and win it and snap Frankfurt's four-game winning streak, and then they snap their own three-game losing streak. So the final score is Centralia sweeps it. The boys' final, Panthers 41, Wildcats 33. Post-game next brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
And Centralia picks up the sweep tonight on their home floor, as the girls defeating Frankfurt in our first broadcast tonight by a score of 46-32. And the Panther boys in the nightcap with a big second half get past Frankfurt 41-33. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tamman with you one final time as we wrap up the broadcast here tonight. Again, a Frankfurt's double dip with Centralia, and the Panthers coming out with two victories. And with the win, Centralia snaps a three-game skid, gets to 9-5, now 6-3 in a TVL play. Frankfurt's has their four-game winning streak snapped. They drop to 11-5, now 4-3 in league play. Final numbers in this game, Reinecke, despite fouling out, led the way, 13 points and 7 rebounds. Tritton Talley also with 13 points as well. Presley Bowers, 2 points shy of a double-double, 8 points and 10 rebounds. They got 3 from Ray Boesterhaus, 2 apiece as well from Reese Tanking and Paxton Bowers. Just 5 in the scorebook for Frankfurt tonight. 11 from Ethan Armstrong to lead the way. Caden Dollinghaus had 10. Samuel Gross, a near double-double, 7 points and 9 rebounds. They got 4 from Keller Olsen and then 1 from Xander Holt. Again, it was a 24-13 advantage for Centralia in the second half after being down 3 at halftime, and they held Frankfurt without a field goal in the third quarter. Really proved to kind of jumpstart that comeback in a 12-2 third quarter, giving Centralia a 7-point lead into the fourth quarter. Able to pretty much hold it on the rest of the way, again winning 41-33. Centralia, though, did have 21 turnovers. Frankfurt had 19. Another big rebound night for Centralia, out-rebounding the Wildcats 33-19. Free throws, though, the advantage for Frankfurt, although it didn't help on the scoreboard. The Wildcats 11-19 from the stripe. And Centralia just shot 6 free throws tonight, and they only connected on 2 of them. But again, rebounding was a big difference in this one, and just a big second half in general by the Panthers on both ends of the floor as they get it done 41-33. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. Again, pretty balanced across the board, but Brock Reinecke, although he fouled out, the 6'1 junior who came into the ball game averaging roughly 7 points and 5 rebounds per game, tallies the over in both, 13 points and 7 rebounds tonight. He was 1-2 at the line, and certainly very consistent, 5 in the first half, 8 in the second. He had 5 rebounds in the first half, a couple more in the second, but just balanced from start to finish. Brock Reinecke, our player of the game, 13 points and 7 rebounds. And again, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com for more information. So we're going to wrap up a little bit early on 92.1 here tonight. Kansaland Radio, the other half of it, 103.9. They continue their broadcast as they're getting ready for the second half between Horton and Valley Falls. And then, of course, after that broadcast, 92.1, 103.9, it'll be the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, getting you caught up. We'll have a recap from this game, all of our area games that were on the airwaves, and getting you caught up with all the scores from the TVL, Big 7, Northeast Kansas League, and others as well. So thank you so much for joining us. Kirk Kilman, great stuff back in studio. He'll lead the charge tonight with Seth Tollison for the Scoreboard Show. But a great job tonight. Centralia, the home sweep over Frankfurt. Again, the girls victorious in the first one, 46-32. Boys win the nightcap, 41-33. So again, for Kirk Hillman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thank you so much for tuning in. More high school basketball coming up on Kansaland Radio, plus the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show later on. So keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.